Bezrat Hashem will begin Perek Achad Asr, the 11th chapter in the Rambam Sichas Ma'aseh Shein, the laws of the second Taif in the Rambam Sefer Zeroyim, where we go through the final chapter, going after we went through all the halachas of the Ma'aseh Shein of these tithes. The Rambam discusses the obligation of the confession of the Ma'aseh and the obligation to liquidate, to get rid of all the Ma'aseh that one has in one's possession. The Rambam begins halacha off regarding this mitzvah of vidui and when its timing is. Mitzvah saseh lezvadis lefnei Hashem. There's a positive commandment to confess in front of Hashem. Achar shemitzin kol matana shebezer haaretz. After someone already got rid of all the gifts that he has an obligation to give regarding of all the plants that grow on the ground, which refer to trumas, maises, matnasanim, which excludes all the other matanas that it is also obligation to give from one's animals and one's from own persons, where that's not connected at all to this mitzvah of vidui. V'zeh ha'nikra, this is what's called vidui maisa, the confession of the maisa. Now, alocha beis, be'em ezvadin vidui zeh, one does not confess this confession, ela acha hashana shemafrishim b'maisa ani. Only the year after, the year when one separates the poor man's taif, which is in the fourth and the seventh year, which is after the third and the sixth year, which are respectively the years of Ma'aser Ani. Shneim, like it says in the Pasuk, Kizachal la'aser, when you finish off giving your tithes, which the Pasuk that concludes as Kol Ma'aser Tevaschal, which that includes also Ma'aser Ani, and one that's already given all his tithes, you're going to say for the Hashem your God, I have liquidated all the holy things from my house, I've given it away, then one can say this Vidi Ma'aser. When exactly does one say this vidui? It's b'mincha. It's in the afternoon. B'yomtiv achash al Pesach, on the last day of the yomtiv of Pesach, and the reason that is because at that point in time, a person is not going to have an opportunity anymore to eat these things. And this is shal revius b'shal shvius. That's in the fourth year and of the seventh year. Shemek says the pasuk is chal laser when you finish taking off your tithes, which is perdegel shakala maisa kolombai in the yomtiv that all the tithes have been finished. Meaning when that yomtiv comes around, then a person has already finished up all the tithes of the previous year. And they're in the pesach megiim shal revius because pesach doesn't reach when it's already the fourth year. El kol peir shlishis nesasru. That's already a time in the season when all the produce of the third year has already been tithed. Whether we're talking about fruits that grow on the tree or whether fruits that grow on the ground, and therefore that's the time what's designated in the fourth year as saying this vidui of the meiser, which again, one is allowed to eat this food of the meiser shein and to revive for the owners throughout Yom Tov. So the last day of Yom Tov by Mincha is when one would say this. This vidui is only said during the daytime because the pasuk there says, it says the terminology of during the daytime. But the entire day is valid for this vidui meiser. And bein b'fnei habayis, bein shaloi b'fnei habayis, whether it's a time that the Beis Hamikdash is around or not, chayv levar l'svad, this person has obligation of liquidating the tithes and to go ahead and make this confession. Halacha hei, now vidui zeh, specifically this vidui, unlike other, nemer b'chaloshen, it's said in all languages. Shnum like says in the pasuk, v'mat l'fnei Hashem mekecha, you should say in front of Hashem your God, which is b'chaloshen shatoyme, any language that you say. Now b'chalech b'echad amir b'fnei atzma, everyone says his own vidui. But if many together wanted to say the confession as one, meaning one of them says and all of them hear, then they can do the confession that way too. The mitzvah is to be done by the base of Megdash. Like it says, the pasuk lefnei Hashem in front of Hashem. But if he says to be in any place, and especially when there's no base of Megdash, yatsa, one has fulfilled his obligation. Now, Loch HaZayin, the Rambam qualifies this liquidation of the matanis, of the obligatory gifts that a person has. A person does not say this vidui until he doesn't have any one of the gifts still in his possession. Because that's what he says by the vidui. I've gotten rid of the holy things from the house. The Erev Yom Tov Acharon, Hoyo Habir, and the evening before the last day of Yom Tov, the day before the last day of Yom Tov, Hoyo Habir, that's when they would liquidate it. Ulamacham is vadin, and we said, like on the following day, by mincha time, because since you would leave over some that they own the kerit, that's when they would actually go ahead and say the vidu. Halacha ches, ketzer oisim. How does one go ahead and do this as we just said in the previous halacha? So, im nisher esle truma utrumas maisa, let's say he still has some of the truma utrumas maisa that he didn't give to the kohen yet. Nice lekohen, he has to give it to the kohen. Maisa rishon, nice levi, gives it to levi. Maisa anin, nice lanim, gives it to the poor people. Nishru etzlei peris maisa sheni shalvadi. Let's say he has some of his second tithe, which he's supposed to eat in Yerushalayim from definitive table. Oy net revoy, or the fruits of the tree in his fourth year, which he's supposed to eat in Yerushalayim. Oy mois pediasim, or the monetary value of the redemption. So here, harizim adam, he has to get rid of them. Mashlech layam oisarv, and he throws it to the sea or he burns them. Nishra es lemaisa shen nishal demai. However, let's say he has the second type from demai, which when you buy from them, it's not sure if he. So because of the doubt, rabbinically you have to separate ties. They're in the chev levar. He does not have to get rid of them. Nishra es lebikum. Let's say he has on bikum, which are the first fruits left over by him. So they can be liquidated wherever they are. In other words, although there's a positive commandment to bring the Bukum to the Beis HaMikdash, but the Biur could be done wherever it is when the time of the Biur comes. Now, Allah HaTez B'medra Mum Shasir from Avah, when do we say that one burns them and one has to get rid of them? Is B'shanishru Esle Peiris, is when he has still in his possession the raw produce, which were not cooked. She'en Yechol Echol Kulim Kodim Shikon Yamdim. You're not going to be able to eat them all before Yamdim, then you have the obligation of doing Biur. As we said right before the last day of Yamdim of Pesach. In the fourth year or the seventh year. Let's say he has left over a cooked dish of the second tithe, or let's say a net revai. Then in the Tzorch Lavar, he doesn't have to get rid of them. And the reason for that is because when it's cooked, it's like it's already gotten rid of. And the reason for that is because it wouldn't last a long time, so therefore it's already like it's already liquidated. So too, with, if it's wine or spices, because if you're going to leave it, it's going to ferment, it's going to sour, and the spices also are going to lose its taste. It's already like it's already mavur, like it's already gotten rid of. Now, if you have produce that has not yet reached even the stage of its maturity, that it has the time of being tithed, and it's at that stage where it's not higilon samaisa, but shasabir at the time when beer comes around, so that does not hold back the ability of saying yavidah. And you don't have to get rid of them because it's only once it reaches in samaisis. Halacha yiralaf mishal you pay rice, but someone had his produce which was tevel. Rechegim, and so it's very far away from him. The gigim a beer, and it's already the time that day, like we said in the prior halacha, of that you have to liquidate it. So haritza kari shem lematanis. What he does is he designates the name of whatever matana it's supposed to be, whatever it is, the gift that he has to give to the, whichever designated party it is. And he merits it to those who it's supposed to go to, let's say the poor, with through the dint of land, so you could mezak it to them, karka, wherever they are, and on that, the metaltlan. Or you can give it to whoever could merit it for them, like to the one in charge of the poor man's gifts, the gabit tzedakah, and you could gift it through that. And then you can make the confession the following day. And the reason is, because giving the movable items, these produce, through the acquisition of the land, it's still a gift that just is being strengthened. So although the land itself is being acquired, let's say, through money, and that would be a problem like selling the matanas, which you're not allowed to, it's not true. It's only like a gift through the karka, and it's only going through the karka, which, yeah, the karka got through money, but the it's only a gift. Because you cannot acquire to them the meiser by doing a transaction of transfer, chalipin, because that looks like a sale. And the meisers, the trumas, the matanas, the tithes and the trumas and the gifts of the poor, Nema ben Nesina says that it has to be given, lemechir cannot be sold. So this could be done al gav karka or lemishazekel belein, because that wouldn't be considered as a mecha, that would be considered as a matana. Halacha Beis Dram continues regarding that a person cannot say the vidui if his designations were not completed, as follows. How do you know that you cannot say the vidui until you get rid of all the gifts that you didn't give off yet? Shnemak says in the pasuk, I've gotten rid of all the holy things from my house. Now, when it says HaKodesh, the holy things, this refers to the second tithe, and the produce of the tree in the fourth year, which is called the holy things. Now, minabais, when it says from the house, what's that? Zuchal, it refers to the gift you have to take over when you're making a dough. Shiamatona shalkan babais. That's the gift of the cotton that's in the person's house when they're making dough. When it says, Nesatim levi, I've given it to the levi, Zemai Sarishan, that's the first time. Vigam Nesatim, and it says, and I have also given it to the levi. Machal shekudematu matan acheres. The inference is, obviously, there's been some other gift that you have to give before. That's the primary truma and the truma zemaisa, which that goes to the kain that even the levi has to give it. That gam is including that. Like gerli yosam aman, I've given to the convert and to the orphan and to the widow zemaisa ani. This refers to all that has to go to the poor, which generally is the orphan and the widow, the poor man's tithe, the leket shechlepeya, and that the gleaning is in the bundles and the corners of the field. And that's alpha pishe and leket shechlepeyim akven esavida. That's even though those last three, the leket shechlepey, which are the gifts of the poor from the field, even though it does not hold back the vida, because it actually doesn't say a terminology of giving, rather of leaving, but that's included in the vida. Halacha Yud Gimel, but tzarich lahavir sham matanos al haseidah. And also, a person has an obligation to separate the gifts that are many gifts in a person's produce has to be in appropriate order. And then ma'achach is vada. Then he can say the confession. Shnemek it says in the pasuk when he says this confession, I did kachol mitzvas chasher tzedisani, like all the commandments that you've commanded me. Now hik the meister shenel rishim. Let's say he gives the second tithe before the first tithe. In your chlis vadas, then you cannot say confession because you can't say I did whatever you commanded me because you're supposed to do meister rishim before meister shenel. Let's say Nisrav Tivli, let's say his untied produce got burned, and Yochel Esvadis, he can't say Vidur. Shevilo Hifesh Matans, because he didn't separate the gifts, but in the Sublain, he didn't give it to their owners, because it got burned in its untied state. Now, Ubizman, Shoye Nisn, Meister Rishon Lekanim, also at a time when they used to give the first tithe to the Kahanim, which was in the days of Ezra, that he penalized the Levim, because they didn't come up from Babel, also Lohim Esvadim, at that point, they wouldn't say the Vidur Meister, because it's in the Pesach, Gam Nisatim Levi, I've also given it to the Levi, and he's not, he's giving it to the Kohen, so obviously you cannot say the Vidur Meister. Someone only has a second tithe that he has not yet given off, misvad, he could say the confession. Because really the primary confession that he's liquidating is by the meiser. And that's the reason is because that's the one that you burn, as we said in the Lachachas, and that's biarti, is a terminology of liquidating, of burning, and therefore it's the most appropriate by meiser sheni. So that's for, you could say, the vidu. Let's say only had the bikurim, the first fruits. There are two mitzvahs that he could say the confession because bikurim are also burnt. Shlomo says in the pasuk, "Bi'arti hakodesh, I burned the holy things." Hakodesh harishon shel bikurim. What's the holy thing? It's the first holy thing, which is the bikurim. The first thing that's separated from a person's produce is that of bikurim. Now, avu misha in lele truma b'fenatz, but let's say someone only has truma by itself in mitzvah, he's not going to say the confession. She'in the truma tuna vidui ele b'chalas shar matanz, because really truma itself, to make sure you gave it to the kahanim, it itself doesn't require confession. It's only included in the other gifts that once you're doing that, it's also included. But as primary, it's not. And therefore, if that's the only thing you have and you're giving it to the right place, you wouldn't say the vidui maisa. Now, it says in those psukim of the vidui, it's in Halacha Tezvav, says the Rambam, lo yavarti mitzvasecha, I have not violated your commandment. What does that mean? Shalei hifresh mimin al she'ein yamin, that it is not separated that which is from one species on something that's not its species, neither from that which is detached on that which is attached, not from that which is attached on that which is detached, not from that which is the new produce on the old, not from the old produce on the new produce. And when it says that I didn't forget, meaning that he didn't forget to bless Hashem and to mention his name when he would go ahead and make these hafrashas, and that I didn't eat from it in my state of aninus when he lost his relative, but if he ate in the state of aninus, in a mitzvah, he wouldn't be able to say the confession. And when he said, and I didn't liquidate it from it in the state of tumah, meaning harm frisha b'tumah, but if let's say he did separate it from it in the state of tumah, and it's going to come out, it's going to cause someone to eat the matanis in a state of tumah, because he caused it in a mitzvah, he's not going to say the confession, because that's not what we're supposed to do. But in the Sadman Lamesian said, I didn't give from it to the dead, meaning, what does that mean? No dead person's eating it. And he did not purchase with those funds a coffin and burial shrouds. He didn't give it to other people that were einan, because if he did, he's causing them to stumble and eating a state of aninus. And again, therefore, that would not be like all the commandments that Hashem gave. When it says in the pasuk, "Shemati b'kol Hashem l'kai," I heard in the voice of Hashem, my God, means shavila beis habechira, that he brought it to the beis hamikdash. In other words, the bikurim. When it says, "Asisik chol Hashem tzibisani," I did all, like all that you commanded me, means shesamach, he rejoiced, v'simach, and he caused others to rejoice with the bikurim. Shem, like it says in the pasuk, "B'samach b'chol Hashem, you should rejoice with all the good," and therefore that's including asisik chol Hashem tzibisani. And the pasuk says, as the Rambam brings halachah design, "Hashkifa memoin kachecha," look out from your holy abode, min hashemayim, from the heaven, ad until where it says, "Kashenishbat labesin," like you swore to our fathers, "Eretz zavas chol dvash," a land of flowing milk and honey. This is a request that Hashem should give good taste in the produce, which is in this Eretz, Zavas, Cholov, Devash. Halacha, Yudzayin, the fine halacha in these Hilchas Maaser Sheni, is that the confession is only for someone who has a portion of Eretz Yisrael. Yisrael umamzerim mizvadim, the Jewish person and an illegitimate child, they say the confession, because ultimately he's a Yisrael and he has a portion. But not a convert and not a freed slave. Why? Because they don't have a portion of the land of Eretz Yisrael. Hari, I mean, the pasuk says, and the land that you have given to us, and they don't come from Avram Avinu. They don't have that land which was given to the Jewish people. Now, however, the Kan Levim, they do say the Vidur. Kashav Pishloi not l'chelik b'aretz, although they didn't take a portion in Eretz Yisrael, Yeshlam or Migrish. They do have the cities of refuge. They have the certain cities that were given to the Levites. And ultimately, they do have a land. And therefore, they can say, on their land, this vidui of Maisa, Slikalu Hilchas Maisa Sheini, Benetur Devoi, B'Seat Shema, we have concluded the halachas of the second type and of the fruits of the tree in its fourth year with heavenly assistance.